Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Scar's Arena, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I'm reading the book How Not to Become a Millennial, and it got me thinking about what your thoughts are with regards to Generation X, Millennials, and Generation Z, and how things are going to be playing out between them in the coming years. Now Gen Xers are 41 to 55 years of age. The Millennials are soon to be taking all of their leadership positions in the workplace. The Gen X traits such as strength of character, discipline, strong-mindedness, thick skin to sarcasm, and SOH will soon be gone. The rise of feminism, wokeism, and this huge population pussification of soy boys and influencers is powering on. I'm not going to put myself in these environments if I have a choice. So finding a place to live where the social credit score and feminism will not be so welcome, as you say Africa and some parts of Latin America, is what a lot of free men are considering. The Russians and Mexicans seem to be some of the last standing cultures to hold on to keeping men as men more than others. I'm aware that the phone has infected every corner of the globe, and soon enough every mind. So this cancel woke feminist culture is inescapable. I'd rather live a short, great life in a wild place where I could keep to fight some of my old school values alive, than try and survive in the upcoming catastrophe most countries have now become. Who will help restore testosterone, strength of character, and strength of mind again? Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. So we're now in the weak men entering hard times phase. I can't see millennials or Generation Z creating strong men, so this cycle will most likely stop. Well, Scars, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm glad that you've accepted that there's no way to escape the coming political situation, and that the only way is to leave to a place that's too dangerous and difficult for most women to be in. I would also be wary of Mexico because their parliament is now majority female run. So I wouldn't be so sure, even though they're trying to get rid of feminists with regards to cartels. The feminists are fighting and will probably win in the next 20 or 30 years, like they have in most of the rest of the world. Russia seems to be holding on better because in 2014, 12 to 13% of their elected officials were female. And today that number stands at 17%. It's going up just like everywhere, but it's a lot slower. Russia is more of an oligarchy and not as much of a democracy yet. But Russians are moving quickly towards a feminine democracy too. It might take 40 years, but it'll probably happen at some point. They're behind the West, but they will catch up too. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need the Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Good Times Make Weak Men and Fat Lazy Women, Clown World Show. Scars, for right now, I don't think we're going to see a cucktastrophe with civilization collapsing. The West is getting weaker, but many countries are importing masculinity from the third world in the form of male immigrants. In places like Canada, women will soon lead the country with 65% of politicians being female. That's the future. Think of the ideal Western government in 20 years being one with Justin Trudeau at the top, 65% women, 20% masculine minority men from other countries, and 15% soy boys. You asked where the masculinity was going to come from, and no one has to restore masculinity to our societies so long as we can keep importing people from outside of them. As for the heritage Canadians or Americans, for us masculinity is toxic, don't you know? And there's a war against it. I think as global populations begin to fall, as fertility rates crater, there are more resources per capita. So in theory, we could live for many centuries with a shrinking population, where men got weaker and weaker all over the world, while we enjoyed the so-called good life. Civilization might not collapse, but male testosterone is in the process of dropping rapidly. As I've said many times, the average 19-year-old today has the same testosterone level of a 65-year-old 40 to 50 years ago. We're supposed to be going through something known as the fourth turning, where the generation that is Generation X is supposed to take charge. We're supposed to take political power as the boomers transition out, but the overwhelming amount of soy boy simps are being passive and not fighting the injustice we face as a society with regards to wealth inequality and men losing their power to women and more masculine men coming in from the outside. It's almost like men's testosterone was lowered on purpose to prevent revolution and allow the elites to maintain their power base and wealth. I'm allergic to soy, don't you know, as well as conspiracy theories, but that's one that I certainly believe in. I see a bad future for many men that will be around to mostly maintain what was built before them and manage the decline, as women take charge. Many of us will end up being the maintenance repairmen or janitors for a gynocentric society. It's almost as if circumstances are increasingly forcing us into trades jobs like construction, carpentry, tool and die, and other things that women won't do, that many men will just do so they can hide from women. I speak to a lot of millennials in my coaching calls, and increasingly, that's what they're choosing for their careers. As you said, Scars, hard times make strong men. Young men today can't afford down payments on properties in many big cities. It's a terrible job market unless you want to go into the trades, as well as inflation, and now the boomers have all the assets that keep going up in value. You don't think a generation of impoverished men that work in the trades, that are having trouble paying for food and basic survival, won't eventually go fight club on the system now, do you? I don't want to be around to see how that's going to work out. Recently, the truckers in Canada decided that they would protest against vaccine mandates. American truckers also can't come into Canada without the jab, and 50 to 60% of them don't have it. You don't mess with the men, then move your meals to you. I'll be fine because I mostly eat olive oil and green salads, and that seems to be the only thing left on many grocery store shelves these days, and it never runs out. Suffering creates strong men, and I guess that the younger half of the millennials and the zoomers are going to have to get used to no avocado toast in Canada for a while. Scars, I would also say that the older half of the millennials went through hard times to some extent, as well as in addition to Generation X. The redeeming quality of Zoomers and young millennials is I believe that most of them don't actually care about politically correct woke culture, that they're just going along with it because if they don't, they risk losing their jobs and being canceled. But for most guys, the moment they get FU money and the freedom from being canceled, they'll drop the act. That's how men are increasingly measuring financial success in this world, making enough money so you can have freedom of speech to say whatever you want without worrying about where your next meal is going to come from. Back when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I would listen to men in their late 30s, 40s, and 50s speak, and thought I'd never be able to string together words the way that they did. Eventually, the teenage guys and 20-somethings will grow up, and they will have suffered in their own ways, and this will make them stronger too. I think they'll suffer the most financially and will have to learn how to make their money go a lot further. Many can't afford a house down payment. Many have given up trying to get ahead using stocks and real estate the way that the older millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers have. Instead, they're using crypto and willing to gamble their futures away in unregulated crypto markets, because many of them probably feel like there's nothing left to lose at this point. Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, AMC, and GameStop are examples of younger guys losing their minds trying to get rich quick, because for many of them, the prospects of getting rich slow were almost non-existent. I think that's why during the Corona crash in 2020, the stock market fell incredibly fast, because younger guys are used to watching their net worth drop 50% and then bounce back. They're also buying stocks, so when you see hard and fast pullbacks, the market makers are trying to shake them out, and doing a slow correction won't work on them. They have to do it fast to get maximum pain. Every generation of men believes that the next generation is weak and won't amount to much. In some ways, the young guys these days are either way more courageous or stupid, because they have nothing left to lose. Scars Arena, you also want me to advertise your website for gummies. On the website you put together, there's actually a guy jumping across from one rooftop to another. That's something the previous generations never did. They didn't climb to the top of tall buildings to take selfies to show how brave they were up there dangling for a dear life. People wonder how it might be that generations of young men went off to war in the Second World War and gave up their lives. The truth is they grew up in the Great Depression and were already financially suffering, so losing their life probably didn't mean very much to an 18-year-old that had a normal middle-class existence in the late 1920s, and in the 1930s his parents had to leave, the family farm went bust because of the Dust Bowl, and he had to move to another state, just so he could have something to eat. There's that old line from Gerald Celente where he says that when people lose everything, they lose it. And that's similar to the line from Fight Club where Tyler Durden says that it's only once you've lost everything, you're free to do anything. Are young guys recklessly risking their lives rooftopping and what little wealth they have betting on Dogecoin because they know the game isn't in their favor, and the only way to win in life is to take bigger and bigger risks? Are they so desperate for the dopamine rush and attention from social media that they're willing to risk their lives? I don't know. But there are a lot of younger men stronger than me willing to scale tall buildings with their bare hands for clicks. With regards to escaping your own soy-filled society, you can always buy a rural piece of land with the forest and possibly river or stream and build a log cabin with your bare hands, and go fishing and hunting for your food. That would be a good option in the part of Canada that I'm in, except that there are ticks that carry Lyme disease everywhere now. By the year 2080, the ticks will also be up in the Northwest Territories, and they'll also have Lyme disease. But regardless, there are places you can go in America and Canada where the wokesters won't find you, because they aren't very good at the great outdoors. Sure, they'll run the cities and civilization as a whole, but they won't be really out in the outskirts, trying to get you under their female government skirts. Imagine living on a piece of land where there are grizzly bears roaming around all the time. You'd be safe there in something that looked like a concrete bunker where the bears couldn't get at you. Do you really think women would risk their lives going there and getting you and living there? What about living in a place that's freezing like Alaska or Montana, northern Canada? Social justice warriors and simps in general are allergic to bad weather. They don't live in places where they can die from too much cold exposure. That's why they usually live in places like Seattle. They also used to be allergic to places that were hot and dry like the deserts, but they're increasingly moving to such places like Arizona for the selfie opportunities. But my point is that if you move to a place that relies on agriculture, logging, fishing, and other resource extraction for its economy, then it's mostly men around you and in harsh environments, and that means that the odds are the place will be immune from wokesterisms. Because the women trying to shut such places down will have to have a hard time because when people in their city starve and run out of toilet paper, they won't blame the men in their own communities, but will instead blame their politicians. You don't mess with people's creature comforts if you know what's good for you. Again, remember in 10 to 15 years, the majority of politicians will be women. Minorities and soy boys as well, so get ready to run for them Nar Hills. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Scars Arena for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that social justice warriors will lower your social credit score unless you let them smash you up your schwing schwing with a sharp and pointy strap-on. Bang that bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the low testosterone soy boys that grow bad-looking beards to cover up the fact that they have no masculinity away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.